Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, personality.
That person needs to be dealt with some force. And when you see them coming down the hallway, yeah, and you start to compose yourself, but they better not come to me. So you put up a different personality. All of us.
Sometimes they take it past that line.
And you don't want that line.
I know. You don't want to see this personality come out.
Oh,
come
your on. Other personality.
That's a woman for you.
Personality is defined as the set of habitual behaviors, cognitions, and emotional patterns that evolve from biological and environmental factors. And this is according to the dictionary. But there are so many personalities out there. How do one deal with them at work, business, church, or your day-to-day? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. It's time to welcome to our show the only lady in the city, the one and only Deidre Mary McIntosh. Welcome, Deidre.
Welcome back. Yes, I'm so glad to be with you.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you. And for the first time in the studio, Oreo Lua. Shorty Body, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Africa. Tell me how you're doing.
All righty. And for the first time also, Abubakar Jinadu. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with you, Sunny.
Happy to have you. Well, dealing with personalities can have different challenges. But how do one prepare to deal with people of different personalities and background? Or what type of personality do you really like? I spoke to my colleague, Oren Itangishaka, and I wanted to know her take.
I think at first you want to, in your personality and how you deal with people, you project like who you are when you first meet somebody. So you talk to them in a way where you think that you're going to give back the same energy you're giving them.
Okay.
And then you begin to find who they are and how they're supposed to be dealt with and how they're supposed to be handled. And then you begin to shift how you deal with them. And your personality begins to become a little different based on who you talk to.
Okay.
Because how I talk to you and how I talk to the next person is never the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all about the energy you're getting back. Because everybody has a different energy, different personality. So I think most of the time it's about how you want to project yourself as and how and what you want to receive from the other person.
Right. Okay. And also in relationships now, when you come to relationships and you're dealing with also personalities which are, they could differ, they could be different, and you maybe like the person, but somewhat the personality is kind of different from what you're expecting. How do you deal with that? Just jump out and say, it's over, I'm out, or what?
In relationships, I think you always want to project what you want back. And sometimes that's not the case, because sometimes you project anger because you have anger inside.
Right.
And of course, that's not what you want back. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always about what's inside of you.
Okay.
Because if there's a lot of love and a lot of peace inside of you, you tend to project it and you want it back. And that flow just keeps going on and on.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when you have like depression or when you have anger or when you have bitterness, you tend to deal with people as if, you know, they're the reason why you feel that way.
Mm.
And they end up getting your crap. And so it's not fair.
So you're going to just take it.
So you know, a lot of times the other person would take what's coming from you. And again, it's that negative energy or that positive energy. So in relationship, like for instance, for me, like when I give an example, like in my marriage, I love the way my husband treats me. And so with that, I always try to find ways to outdo him, to outdo him. Oh, he wrote me a cute text message. So I have to try to do the same thing. So I want to project that same love.
Right.
You know, and that's how it is.
It works,
but when you're in an abusive relationship and somebody just doesn't give you attention or somebody gives you negative attention, you're always going to be like, I'm going to get them before they get me.
Right. That kind of thing, right?
And so at work, it's a little bit different because, you know, you want to pretend you're this professional and nice person.
Right.
But then you realize that that person needs to be dealt with some force.
Pose. And you realize
when you know, and when you see them coming down the hallway, yeah. and you start to compose yourself, but they better not come to me. So you put up a different personality. All of a sudden, you're a different person.
Thank you, Oriani Tangishaka. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing personalities. So, is it harder to deal with various people of different personalities? Oh, it's so easy. But we have to do that in our day to day. So, what kind of personalities do you enjoy dealing with or being around? Back to the studio. Let me first, as we always say, ladies first, right?
Okay.
Let me invite the only lady to you, Deirdre Mary McIntosh. Deirdre, tell me, what kind of personalities for you as a lady you enjoy being around all the time, and which ones you can't?
I love positive personalities. Mm-hmm. I just love being around people who have a good sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
don't take things too seriously,
okay.
but can have a discussion on in-depth issues,
mm-hmm.
but yet we can just enjoy the conversation and maybe learn from each other.
Okay.
I don't like somebody that is so stuck.
Like so serious, you mean?
Seriously, stuck, stiff. No, I don't like that.
You can deal with that.
No. I like you to be amenable and bend.
Mm.
But I don't think a lot of people are like that. We have to be a mix, you know.
Right.
But that's what I like to be around.
Okay, and mixing right. things is always a good thing. Yes. So, hey, all right. Let's listen to Mr. Shanibare. What's going on with you, brother?
Great. I'm just having a great time being here.
Sure.
I love meeting boring, unkind people.
Really?
Yes.
That is so odd. How is that happening?
Because it gives me an opportunity to tell them how to be right.
Oh, okay.
You know, I love meeting people.
So it's like a teaching moment for you to help them out?
Yes, it is. I also love engaging in conversations. So I take my time to school.
Okay.
You know, so it's a beautiful process. Yes, I also definitely love meeting people who are kind, who with a sense of humor, but it's always for me, as I teach people, I learn.
Right.
You know, so it's a nice process for me.
They also say teaching is learning, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you like. Okay,
yeah,
very interesting.
Like.
Okay. Mr. Boubacar G. Nadu.
Yeah.
Tell me, my brother.
Well, actually, to be frank with you, I mean, it all depends on which one comes your way. But, I mean, having both, it's okay with me because... Mm. When you have someone who is, aggressive, then you have to show him that, yes, well, you are right to be aggressive, but you dance him down.
Okay.
Then when you meet someone at the same time who is so down to the earth, so quiet, then now you brace him up. Yeah,
okay.
I like your personality, but don't you think if we do it this way, you brace it up, it will be okay? You see how the two flow?
Right.
Yeah, it all depends on what happens or what circumstances you
that
find
yourself.
That you
have at that time.
That time.
Okay.
That take care of itself.
Maybe I can hear from a lady's point of view. Of course, when you meet people who are nice with a great sense of humor, you enjoy talking to them and having a good time. But when we talk about something like relationship, a person you're going to be with, a person you're going to share your life and your time and everything. Is that something that is so bubbly, talkative, parrot kind of thing will help? Or sometimes will give some people problems because you don't want to see your man talking to everybody? Tell me.
Well, I am a married woman.
Okay.
And I have a very handsome husband, I think, to many.
Right.
And I have seen women approach my husband. My husband has a very,
his sense of humor?
Oh, yes, a good sense of humor.
Okay.
And sometimes I appreciate it because I'm like, oh, look at him.
He got it.
He still got it.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
It's the but.
I know.
Then you just have to draw the line. Sometimes they take it past that line.
And you don't want that line.
I know. You don't want to see this personality come out.
Oh, your other personality.
That's a woman for you.
I won't be so sweet.
I know, right?
How are you?
I know. I'm talking about that. Some people will create double personalities one time this way, and the other time when they get mad, it's a whole different ballgame.
You don't want to see it.
And that's what I'm saying. Do you want to see that? Maybe tell me, my friend Oriolua,
I just think that it depends on the woman. The woman has to be comfortable with her.
Okay.
Her
husband, right?
Her significant other, whoever.
No. You got to be very comfortable, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
Because some will hit it as soon as it happens. They're like, oh, she's talking to my man. Nope, nope, uh-huh. nope. But me, I can just sit back and be like, okay, look at her.
Handle like a gentle lady.
Gentle lady.
But you're also watching, right?
I'm watching.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold it right there. Personality is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. There has been a recent debate over the subject of studying personalities in different cultures.
Welcome back.
Some people think that personality comes entirely from culture. So, can you measure personality? I spoke to a social worker, Martenze Kombo from Cameroon, and I wanted to know his take.
I always try the best I can to handle my personality in a very natural form.
When you say natural form, what is it? Because is there any unnatural or is the artificial people out there or what?
No, what I mean by natural is I always try to be who I am.
Okay.
You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Because most times in life when you try to what I call all the time copy and paste,
uh-huh.
You try to pick something from somebody and then you use it, you might maybe in the long run fail how to handle that particular trait of personality which you are developing at that time. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is, the first and the most important thing is to understand your principles in life,
mm-hmm.
how you can contain those particular principles,
mm-hmm.
and then you keep your dignity.
Okay, so just be you.
The only thing you have to do is to respect their personalities.
Okay.
Respect who they are.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
there is, when I was, I remember one of my law professors was telling us mm-hmm. that there is a conflict between morality and religion, because a moral human being will say that don't abuse your neighbor, but religion will say that you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
So if you love yourself, you know, have to also know that that person needs love, and he or she is coming to you because he needs that love.
Okay.
You have to respect that opinion.
Okay.
And you have to keep your personality the way it is, that decision.
As human beings, always can have different personalities, maybe one personality this time and another personality this time.
Definitely. Be you what type of human being, you have to adapt. I think mostly when you are involved in a lot of societal activities,
mm-hmm.
there are three main personalities you need to keep, and you need to keep them with you.
Mm.
One, there is a professional personality you need to keep. Two, there is a private personality which you also need to keep. That is to say, if you are married, you can't take your personal, your private responsibilities, and then you take them to work. Most times when I was working with one of these multinational organizations, I always told my colleague that the best thing you can do is when by the time you are opening the gate, by the time you are opening the door, leave your private life outside. Yeah. Come into the office, wear a professional vibe. Mm. By the time you are leaving that office, as you are opening the door to go out, leave your professional life in that office and then take back your private life.
Thank you, Maritenze Kombo. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing personalities. And back to the studio.
Do you think it's so difficult for us men to cross that line, especially when you're people like me or Deirdre's husband? I think we are the same. We can talk with seven people at the same time we have never met before, mm-hmm. and conversation will go on and on and on and on, whether it's a man or a woman. Is that a problem maybe for people like those to handle their relationships, or they might have trouble? I think you are the same type of two because you talk a lot as well.
Yeah. Well, no, I realized at some point I went through a phase where I had I went through a trust phase, and I think as human beings everybody mm-hmm. Went through it. I've been through that phase.
Okay.
Right? You see a woman talking to somebody, you're like, I wish I had eye beams right now. Just burn this guy out. You know, you're away. You're thinking of what she's doing. But mm-hmm. at some point, you grow up to a certain stage of maturity, and you now realize that you can't be with her 24/7.
Right.
You must learn to trust.
Yeah.
You must learn it. You must learn.
You
it's
have
hard.
To.
You have to learn because, mm-hmm. you just hope that she believes in herself,
mm-hmm.
not to fall, not to slip,
right.
and she's hoping the same for you. You know, and the beauty about it is you must talk about it together.
Mm.
You must share the conversation. That makes you tighter as friends.
Okay.
And you now have that belief that, yes, I have my friend here. My friend is here. First of all, as friends, then lovers.
Okay.
So that way, because a lot of relationships, they pretend.
Mm.
It's filled with pretense.
Especially in the beginning phase,
yes, the beginning.
When things are just
if
starting.
If you're not friends, it's going to be extremely difficult to cope with every other thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's how
I
believe.
I know. Baba Gina, do.
Well,
speaking with a great experience I'm sure you have a lot of experience.
Sage.
Yeah, you see, what it entails is just at the beginning,
yeah.
there's a watchword called trust.
Right.
When you trust each other, and when you are open to each other, what I mean by saying open, you can go out on your day, you come back home, dear, do you know what happened tonight? Today, this happened, that happened. He knows it, she knows it.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know your kind of woman, and she know her kind of man. Well, meeting, at the mall with friends or colleagues, just, hi, how you doing there? Well, she's fine. Well, he's my husband, blah, blah, blah. You say hello. Dear, please let me have a word with him. Go ahead.
And you just chill back.
I'm chill. Go ahead.
Let them talk.
I know my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wants to cheat, I bet you she will cheat on your matrimonial bed. And you can never know.
And you'll never know, right?
Then why worry? Why stressing yourself?
Because they're so smart. They know how to do it if they want to do it.
Then why stressing yourself?
No need.
Leave it open.
Right.
It's an open game. She loves you. You love her. Go.
Right.
Trust. You're with her. She's somebody, a colleague. Or you see somebody who you know you want to talk to, fine, talk. Oh, baby, can you give me 2 minutes? Go ahead. Already, you've already introduced her as your wife, and
right.
this your colleague. Then what?
It shouldn't be a problem.
No problem, my brother.
No problem at all.
No problem at all, but some people got problems.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, some do.
Yes. You gotta handle it like a man.
Yes,
all right?
That's it.
But it's very hard for some people.
Or a woman.
Or a woman, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Let me just say something here. Let me reserve this for you to be on topic. Because if I say something, it's entirely a topic of its own.
You remember that song that P Square came with? personality.
Yeah.
Okay, talking of personalities, these guys are twins, but they're not even together anymore. I mean, how is that possible? You expect twins to probably have the same personality, to be friends, to be close, to be everything. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen. And it happens to some people, they fight. Families do fight. We know that, okay? So my thing is, can you really find one family with one person with one personality and the other one with a whole different personality? And how do these two people live together, grow up together, love each other, and how do they make it happen? Deirdre.
I have a totally different personality than my brother.
Oh, yeah?
Very much so.
And how did you grow up together? Friends? Were you good to go?
I adore him.
Oh, wow.
And I just think that, I guess we're opposites. But we get each other. He gets me, I get him. But then there's a point that I have to bring him back, and there's a point where he brings me back.
Right.
So I can get on to the emotional and why and cry and I don't know why this happened and da da da. And he's like, well, listen, he's very black and white.
This is what it is. Okay?
This is what it is. And then he'll say, when he has his issues with work or his girlfriends or whatever, I'll say, well, you're just this, you're too black and white. You need to show some emotion. You need to court her. You need to take her wine and dine is all right, but you have to show some of your emotions and a personality. Personality.
Exactly. Talking about personality.
To get closer and move forward. But he's a numbers man. He's just black and white.
Man.
And I'm not. I'm all colors
and that's
flowers.
What I you're just like me, and this is what happens all the time. They say people, I would say what people say about Africans. They say, you guys from Africa, you always don't stick and go to the point. You go round and round and round and round saying one thing. But when it comes to our counterparts in the U.S., is either red, white, or blue. They just tell you, hey, you know what? It doesn't want to work.
Well,
it's
they say you go around the bushes, but they say Africa is all about right the bushes. So you go around the bushes. For me, I have a nice concept about this because I am an only child.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
there's only spoiled child, right?
No.
You aren't spoiled.
I had a fair balance.
Okay.
My mama whooped me. My daddy just calmed me down. You know, that kind of thing. So it was
I
a
know.
Fair balance.
Like, hey, we're
love
boys.
And discipline.
We're boys, you know?
Yes. You know, but growing up, I spent a lot of time with my cousins. On holidays, we'll just meet up at my grandma's place. And there was a set of twins, funny enough. And they fought.
Really?
They played, you know, and it was kind of like, because of the same, they're from the same pod, you know, same cocoon. It was a very interesting period for me to study them, you know. Different personalities. The first one is called Taiwo. You know, he was really headstrong and, you know, wanted to win the world. The second one is called Kane. You know, he was calm. You know, so it was kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde. It's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Itself, right?
You know, Bruce Banner and Hulk. You know, that kind of thing. So that's how it is. They're from the same pod. So it's kind of like what you don't see in the other is because the first one is because the other one possesses it. So there, it's a yin and yang thing. So for the twins, for the P Square twins, they will get over this because they're from the same pod. Nobody can separate them.
Oh yeah.
No matter who, even if it's a brother, the mother, nobody, they will get back together.
No matter what. It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time.
Okay. Well said. Tell me, Mr. Jinadu, with your experience, being there, out there, you know, you do it, done it.
Yeah, well, actually,
you have kids and grandkids. You see all this all the time. Tell me.
Yeah, man, I can give you a scenario about just a twin. I mean, they are two opposite sides.
Okay.
And they have both personalities.
Wow.
When they are mad with one another, suddenly you think they don't care to kill.
Wow.
But after a while, maybe we get over that situation that day, 2-3 days later, if you see them,
you won't even believe.
You won't even believe. But once this thing comes, so it took me time studying them. Mm. How, I mean, and if you touch one, the other one,
right there. Yeah.
But when both
protect each other, when
both of them are at loggerhead,
yeah.
Wow, you will think maybe that's the end of the world.
Wow.
So you see, they have double personalities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really, really hard to deal with double personalities. But I tell you what, you have to, if you have to, especially like in our line of work, you got to deal with it. Mm. You're trying to get an interview from somebody.
One minute is changing, right?
180 degrees.
In our line of work, you are a man of many personalities.
Right.
Because you adapt to any situation you find yourself in.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be there.
You just have to. Yes.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Deidre Mari McIntosh, Abubakar Jinadu, and Oriolua Shonibare. Right now, discussing personalities.
Personally, I rock your body. I promise you go home, you won't tell daddy. I give it to you like you never had it. Screaming, changing like speaking Chinese. Now waiting me this, back a boom boom. Now waiting I see, Zaga, cause she know one me. She talks so she know one me. I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, girl, you got me high. And if you wanna try, make a good day tonight. Cause I'm in the mood, as long as you feel personally, I go deal with you. Personally, I go deal with you. Personally, professionally, I see what you're doing intentionally. Get me wanted physically, so give it to me radically. Emotionally, psychologically, you're turning me on biologically. Sexually, dramatically, and she talks as she know what I mean. I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, girl, you got me high. And if you wanna try, make a good day tonight. Cause I'm in the mood, as long as you're feeling the groove. I go deal with you. Personally, I go deal with you. Personally, I go deal with you.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored personalities. A big thank you to our guests, Martin Zekombo from Cameroon and my colleague Oreni Tangishaka. And in the studio, thanks to you guys, members in the studio today, my colleague.
You're welcome.
Deidre Mari McIntosh. Thank you, Deidre, so much for
You're
coming.
You're welcome.
And of course, Oriolua Shonibare, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for soaking things up. I hope you're soaking a lot from this time.
Soaking, not soaking.
he got himself soaked in the beach.
I know. Mr. Jinadu Abubakar, thank you, brother, for coming in.
It's my pleasure, brother. I enjoyed the little time I spent with my colleagues and you.
Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. And join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be single parents and relationships. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Edino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington,
This is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.